Tuesday, cruising along, getting into that July 4th week. And then, you know, of course, your news just decides to tell you, hey, were you feeling a little hopeful? Are you feeling all right? No, it's not really. I wasn't feeling great. Well, here's some more great stuff. Chinese researchers just discovered a new type of swine flu that can infect humans and is a potential future pandemic.
I don't want to hear it, John. Shut up. Shut your face.
Disease is called G4.
I don't want to hear it.
Genetically descended from the H1N1 swine flu that caused the pandemic in 09, G4 now shows all the essential hallmarks of a candidate for a pandemic virus. So that's out there now, and they're trying to figure out how. Our understanding of what a potential pandemic influenza strain is limited. The virus meets a lot of the basic criteria. We're not sure if it's going to cause a hypothetical 2020 flu for us, though, to go along with the COVID right now. So they're working on a new flu here in China for later in the year. This one is so 2019. So we're going to go ahead and get the new one out there. It's a big pig on the picture. I looked at him like, well, that's a big-ass pig. And then it's because that's what this flu is bringing to us. So,
does your wife still want to get a pig?
She did a long time ago. It was just negated immediately and never, ever really was an option. She wanted to get one of them pet pigs.
You're allowed to get stuff that you want.
That's exactly right. I'm the earner. I earn it. Go buy your own pig.
She earns.
Buy your own. No, she doesn't. She doesn't earn anything.
She takes care of the house. She's the house manager.
She's incredibly well compensated for that. And I still say there will be no pigs on my property. You want a pig? You can earn elsewhere. You can buy elsewhere.
Oh, so she saves up and buys her own pig.
Yeah, it would have to go on her own farm somewhere that she's earned also. No pigs in the house.
Oh, okay.
Not doing pigs. I like the pigs, but that's not a pet. The potbelly pigs are a very high responsibility operation.
How do the dogs react with the pig?
They like them most of the time.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're very much like dogs.
They wouldn't try to eat the pig?
Some of them might. Sometimes they try to eat dogs. So
the pig a lot of time pushes them around too.
It depends on the pig. You had that one super pig. I forgot its name. But they thought they bought a potbelly pig, and it turned out to be a 750-pound giant.
Oops.
Hogzilla.
Yeah, it was this beast, but it was a sweetheart, and they kept it around the house. I think it's still around. But
what about those little tiny pigs? If you get one of those little tiny pigs, I wonder if they'll eat it.
I don't want one. It's not happening.
I mean the dogs. Like,
dogs are good. A couple cats. We're doing all right with that. There's no reason for the pigs. Then you end up with goats and all that stuff. You don't need that.
Holmberg Farm.
Don't want it. Holmberg Farm existed in Mount Jewett, Pennsylvania, under the guise of Alvar Augustus Holmberg, and many, many animals died. My grandpa tried to castrate animals and got that new castration device where you squeeze it, and it would open up the rubber band, and you place it over the testicles, and then you would put it back down. What he didn't realize he was doing was including the dick in that. So he went up to his, I think they were sheep, and he was trying to castrate them, and he's putting it on their balls, and you know, 3-4 days later, the ball sack falls off, in theory. But when Alvar did it, he was not understanding the way the thing was gripping around the entire genital unit, and he put the rubber band around the penis and the thing, and they got very sick and died with their dick and balls just fell off of them.
Good times.
And then
pinched shut.
Once for Christmas, we got one of those 16-millimeter or 8-millimeter videos with no sound of my grandma and grandpa waving to us from there, and our horse, Manada, had just given birth to a colt. And we didn't know that the colt was dead, but he sent us the video of the dead colt laying there,
stillborn
next to its mother as Manada licked and tried to bring it to life. And, you know, when you're 6 years old, that's devastating to see. But that was grandma and grandpa's Holmberg farm of terror. Things died like crazy on that deal. My grandpa was in the hospital with cancer. My grandma had to go down and make chicken. She'd have to kill him herself. She had long fingernails, and she grabbed one of the chickens, and she'd never really done it. And she just started to hack at it and like, this is horrible. So she got about halfway through its neck and let it go. And it ran around just spurting blood.
Oh, my God. What is going on at the
it was horrible. They're very European. They didn't have any.
It happens on all farms.
They had no feelings for death. Though they were surrounded by it. So they're like, this chicken's neck's too thick. Let it go.
Oh, man. Some mercy.
She would grip it with her fingernails until it would go into its neck. And the thing would just scream and she'd just start hacking at it. She was no good at it. She was not the one who normally did that. But there were chickens that needed eaten.
What about you, Brady? Are you going to get a pig?
No.
You definitely eat that pig.
I've got a friend that had one, and he, you know, after about a year, he's like, I'm looking for a place for it. He finally found someone to take it.
Couldn't handle the pig.
Yeah, they're very. You got a lot of responsibility for the pig. Yeah, I wouldn't want one of those.
And even though, you know, potbelly pig, they still get, you know, 100 pounds plus.
Yeah, they can get pretty good, and they eat a lot, and they get into a lot of things.
They can be destructive.
Yeah.
Would you visit that pig island where they are?
Yeah, that's
swimming?
Awesome. That's the Bahamas. Yeah. I do want to go to that. I want to go swim with those wild pigs. Fun. That looks fun. That does look like great fun. What I really want to do,
aggressive.
I want to start Pig Island with all the people from my 600-pound life.
That's a different idea.
Yeah, because you take all them, and then you fly them out there, and then you swim with them pigs.
So you just have them float on the
they're just
right
out
off the beach,
bobbing around in the Bahamas. And I'm like, well, this isn't so bad, is it? And they're like, not really. It's better than living in that apartment in Houston.
You know, you go to some of those resorts, and they already have like mats in the water. So instead of that, you just have the
big people.
The big people floating, and you can like hang out on the big people.
And then people would say, where'd you go for your – oh, we went to the Bahamas. Did you swim with the pigs? Oh, yeah.
We went to Pig Island 2.
Yeah, we went to the new Pig Island. You can talk to these pigs. No kidding.
You know what? The cash, just food for pictures.
It's a 5% success rate for that surgery when you're a pig and then you lose weight and they cut your stomach out. 5% success rate that you'll A, either gain most of the weight back or B, just die.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
None of them, they don't do really. Ralphie was one. He had his stomach ripped out, lost 400 pounds, and you know had put on probably another 180. But before he died, he was almost back up to 600 again. So it was not good. It's tough to watch that show. But it's P.T. Barnum at work. I'm talking to this Karen lady on email about it. She's watching it too. I mean, we act like it's some sort of this is a really nice thing. No, it isn't. We're following a freak show. It's 700 pound people, and you're getting a glimpse into their lives under the guise of helping them, but really all it is. They're not just saying, well, what winning personalities we could help them. They're finding giants, whether they're fun or not, and following them around because their life is so strange to watch. It's like that Robert Wadlow guy or Ludlow or whatever his name was.
Yeah, the super tall guy.
And grew to be 8 feet 11 inches tall. People didn't follow him around because he was fun. Like, you're a freak. We still do freak shows, and then we act all virtuous about how we don't do that anymore. But my 600-pound life is a freak show, and I'm all in. I like it. Yeah, and all the producers, we do it because, you know, it really gets a glimpse in it. No, you do it because you realize this is something nobody gets to see, and you get to play P.T. Barnum for a little while. The show about the mentally challenged kids, the one about the little people running around. It's basically P.T. Barnum's work on TV, and everybody acts like they're like you're the jerk for laughing at it. The Tourette's kids, that show's hilarious, but it's not supposed to be funny. You're supposed to watch it and learn.
My addictive life, couch cushions,
and drywall, and the dude that fell in love with inflatables and started to marry him, and he had to tell his pals. I'm like, this is Circus Freak Show 2020. Don't start telling me it's all about help. Just because you show them a psychiatrist at the end, you recognize you filmed them for a year doing freaky stuff for the TV, and then you're like, okay, and to cover it, here's some charity work. But man, and then those 1,000-pound sisters, there's a lady on that show so fat, her forehead started to store the fat for her. Nowhere else to put it in her body. Her forehead got fat. I'm watching that. Because I want to see if it falls off first, like when she starts working out on a treadmill. Does the forehead fat go first or last? I've never seen forehead fat.
Does she keep her eyes open?
Barely. She looks like the things that the Angry Birds are trying to jump over. It's hilarious. But yeah, I'm done with the PC nature of the freak show, and it's somehow or another my fault when I giggle at it. That 600-pound life, that's a freak show I'm in on. A lady had a bucket of chicken before her meeting with the doctor and then had the nerve to tell him, I just snack on grapes and crackers.
That's living.
It's hilarious. Anyway, I like it. Either way, speaking of pigs, there's a new swine flu. So coronavirus, whatever. Swine flu is that's it. It's what we got now.
Coronavirus, so
it's so old. It's so very old. It's not even a thing anymore. We've got this new one that potential one that could be coming up. Thanks, news. Thanks for making me happy today, Arizona's family. We got the hot releases coming up in just seconds. It's 98 KUPD. Watch out for those pigs.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.